Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the end of the end of the end of the end of the end. It's the end of the show show. It's the end of the show show.
All right.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. Yeah. Thanks for hanging out today. We're summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Welcome back, Boeing. Or almost. Unofficial sponsor, free plug. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We do nerd talk and news and sports and stuff. A new episode of the Full 90 Extra Time podcast is ready for you right now, where we talk soccer. Got another pod as well. It's called So You're in Seattle. That one, I talk to people who are doing cool, weird stuff in Seattle. This week we have new guy to the end, Walt, joins us to give us his backstory, tell us about being in the band Stabbing Westward. Well, hello then. Oh, don't even serve me up ads, favorite seltzer water on Facebook. Oh, it's totally going to work. Have you tried? I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and talk about it now. Have you tried Waterloo? Listen, I drank too much soda for like my entire life, right? And then I switched to diet and that was disgusting. And then I didn't know what to do. And then I met this beautiful woman and she drank seltzer water and I was like, you nasty. But my friend Pepper drank seltzer water. She liked it. I always just thought it felt like you took like a glass of lemonade and that last little like sip that's in the bottom, you just filled it up with some water and then that was the flavoring. Now I can't get enough of this stuff and barely drink any soda at all, only the seltzer water. And Waterloo is the best, straight up. Found it at a few different places now. Mainly it's at Whole Foods. And here they are trying to give me a $100 Walmart gift card. Are they selling it in Walmart now? Because I don't like to drive all the way to Whole Foods to buy it each time. It's so expensive, though. I've got a soda stream at home, and I rigged it up so it's hooked up to a bigger like gas tank. It was spendy, but I drink a lot of the stuff, and it's been totally worth it. Okay, what are we even doing right now? Man. It's been a weird week. You know, I haven't done any hiking at all this summer. It's like a... What do you call that? Like a point of contention for me that I look outside right now. Perfect hiking day. It's kind of rainy and drizzly and gray and getting out and hiking through the little bit of the mud. As long as it's not like big puddles, like, oh, it's the best Washington moment. Well, if you're like me and you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, I guess evidently Sunday, state and national parks are free. There's like four or five times a year that you can go for free. And this Sunday is one of them. Just get there early because parking will fill up and then it's impossible. And then, like, going past people up and down the whole time is a real pain in the booty. Anyway, when we started, I was saying something about Boeing getting their act back together. That's happening. But first, we have to get through pumpkin spice territory.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Even though we still have 1 month of summer to go, literally, Starbucks is ready to call it quits, announcing that pumpkin spice latte returns on Tuesday. Look, I know they have a zillion dollars to invest in research and marketing, but can't you just drop it on the first day of fall and we can all celebrate that way? Look, I'm sorry, I'm just bitter. It's because we haven't had a summer and now they're ending it a month early. Also, I'm off to Starbucks. Anyone need anything? Finally, some good news for Boeing, hiring hundreds of temporary employees as they anticipate the dreaded 737 MAX 8 being given the thumbs up to fly again in the next couple of months. They're looking to put people into Moses Lake. Not into the lake, but a facility there. All these jets need new software, significant maintenance from sitting around for the last half a year, and other checks and tests before they go back into service. Moses Lake will be the staging area for getting these jets up to like Everett and places like that to get all the maintenance that they need before they can rejoin the working fleet.
You just got news.
I hadn't listened to Tool in a decade, I bet. And now suddenly it's on Spotify. I'm listening every day. Smart move, Tool. Oh, this was so crazy. There was this awesome... First of all, over the summer, everyone got pretty pumped up. Not everyone. Some people got pretty pumped up about the U.S. Women's National Team winning back-to-back World Cups in France. It was awesome. And Carly Lloyd is one of the older players on the team. She was so instrumental in the last one. A great off-the-bench sub this time. Well, she went to training camp. It was a joint training camp between the Eagles and the Ravens. Bird-on-bird crime. Watch out! Anyway, she showed up and did some field goal kicking. If you haven't seen it, it is well worth the watch because she could put a boot through it. Mike, she was nailing 55-yard field goals, no problem. Now, whether or not she could do that when there's a 220-pound linebacker type or cornerback or whatever rushing to smash into her, maybe that's a different story. I don't know. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do anything with that kind of pressure. These guys are so fast. But it would be pretty dope to see somebody extend their sports career by being the woman on the NFL football team that kicks 55-yarders. I mean, if anyone is set up for that type of pressure, it would be a pro athlete who's had to face it before. Take a PK or something like that. Wow, imagine if that happened. Imagine what it would do to the sport overall. There's got to be a lot of other women who are capable of it. And lots of times, like, the football kickers are former soccer players. Wasn't Hauschka, wasn't he a soccer player? Also, what happened to Hauschka? What is he doing now? I love that guy. Tried talking to him once. He was not into it. I think he's a quiet dude, but that's all right. I don't know what happened yesterday in Hollywood, but somebody must have spiked the seltzer water or something, because weird stuff is going down, including a movie that nobody asked for. Well, I mean, I didn't, at least. I've never heard anyone ask for a sequel to a Hot Bucket of Garbage. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Well, The Matrix is back for no reason. Keanu and Carrie Ann Moss and a Wachowski are all back to make a fourth installment of the series 20 years after its debut. Does anyone remember how terrible The Matrix 2 and then later Matrix 3 were? Because they were real bad. Well, all right, why don't you make another Deuce Bigalow film? Yeah, dumb. Speaking of dumb Hollywood, Marvel and Sony can't agree on how to share the billions of dollars the franchise is making. And so after just a couple films and a few years, Spider-Man and its director will separate from the Marvel Universe again. Just about money. Everybody wants it. No one can agree, so we all have to suffer.
Cool.
Yeah. And finally, the latest fad in getting people drunk sounds crazy. Bars have the ability to vaporize vodka and fill up balloons. People inhale the booze and it goes straight through the lungs and into the bloodstream. What could go wrong? Evidently, it gets people drunk, like, instantly, but only lasts, like, 20 minutes. Oh, good, I can be hungover in the time it takes to watch one show on Netflix. Creepy birthday clowns around the world just perked up, though. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! You ever think to yourself, I want to hang out with Bobby Wagner and watch him do some plumbing? I don't think he does much plumbing. He's very wealthy. Maybe he does, though. That'd be cool. Sometimes that's how these guys stay wealthy after their years, is they learn how to do things and then don't have to spend their money paying other people to do it. Smart. I should take that advice.
The end of the end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show.
End of the show show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.